Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Host of the Daily Score podcast.
The reason that I look even more adorable than I usually do is because we're doing the podcast today from NBC Sports Chicago, where I just had the opportunity to talk about the Bears.
Mark Grody with Bernstein and Holmes.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
They're still talking. They're still doing that dance up there. Professor Harold Hill is going to bring the band to River City. He's going to bring you the band. They've got Brandon Johnson and Kevin Warren shoulder to shoulder telling you all the bells and whistles that your dollars are going to pay for to enrich the Chicago Bears. Mark Grody is there, and he's listening, and he has found things of interest, and he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. Grody, the floor is yours.
Press conference is still going on, so it's a long one. This thing started at noon. We had been surmising, some of us, before this thing started, how long will it go? We all kind of said between 45 minutes and an hour. And like I said, the Q&A portion is, I would say, just getting going right now. Lots of good questions being asked. Let me just set up some of what this day has been like out here. And first of all, I'm in the United Club, really posh area inside of Soldier Field right now. Probably about 300 people here, as I like to call them, the townspeople that are here to support everything that is going on. So there have been many applauses when they actually unveiled the renderings. The first few rows, though, designated for media members, so tons of media here as well. The Bears did unveil the plan for a domed stadium with a translucent roof, as they put it, where you could see outside of the roof. The big, large windows is the proposal for the dome, so sun can beam into the dome if this is the project that they're going to go with. I'm sure people will have a chance. I know I put it up on my Instagram. People want to look at some of the proposals and some of the renderings of what they are doing. As you said, Kevin Warren spoke. A lot of this early on, guys, played like a pep rally. It really did. I mean, just and I understand that a lot of people talking about Bears are going to win a Super Bowl and this is going to be great. It's going to be great for the city. And there are a lot of things that would be good for the city. But let's get to brass tacks. Let's get down to the bottom of what people want to know about, and that is sources of funding. How will this hit people? And the person to talk about that, this is an important person in all of this, as big as Kevin Warren and Brandon Johnson are, Karen Murphy of the Chicago Bears. She is leading. She was one of the executives of the stadium project, and she has the financials. I want to play some of this for you right now. This is about 3 minutes or so, and then we're going to hear from the mayor regarding the public. But here is Karen Murphy laying it out step by step what the financials are.
So what does the stadium cost? What is the budget? And how are we proposing to pay for it? Our all-in stadium budget is $3.2 billion. We're targeting a stadium cost of $2.75 billion, and then when we add in some of the financing costs, as well as a contingency that's appropriate for a project this size, that gets us to the $3.2 billion budget. How are we going to pay for this? So as we stated, Bears ownership is putting in over $2 billion to this project. That will be a combination of both equity and debt contributions. In addition, we will look to the NFL Stadium Program for a $300 million loan. If you add up the numbers, that leaves us with a $900 million funding gap. We will be looking to the ISFA program and their bonding mechanism to fill this gap. I'll get into the details of that on the next slide. This private investment puts us at over 70% of the total project cost, one of the largest private investments into an NFL stadium in NFL history. It's also, when we look back at the history of NFL stadiums, they are typically, on average, funded 50-50. So we are incredibly proud to bring this private investment to this project.
People are in effect.
I also want to point out that now is the time to act. There is a significant cost to waiting. Soldier Field is the oldest stadium in the NFL. It will be 100 years old this season. Our renovation is now 20 years old, and the cost to maintain this building gets more and more expensive each year. Every year we wait, due to the cost of inflation to start this project, that funding gap, that's $900 million now, will go up over $150 million. ISFA, the Illinois Sports Facility Authority, was funded in the mid-80s to do exactly what we're talking about, to reconstruct and build stadiums. The funding mechanism for the ISFA is a 2% hotel tax that is already in place. We are not, I repeat, not looking at any additional tax buckets for this project. Our plan is using the ISFA hotel tax that's in place now. There are two things we're looking at with this proposal. One, we would like to refinance the existing debt that's outstanding on both the guaranteed rate and Soldier Field stadiums. In doing that and extending the debt out, the bonds out for 40 years, we will free up enough capacity that we believe could be close to or exceed $1 billion. We are using conservative hotel growth rates. We are looking at fiscally responsible bond coverage ratios. And we're also looking at setting up a liquidity reserve, which doesn't exist today. On day one, we are going to put money into a fund that will protect the city of Chicago for an unexpected drop in hotel revenues. That reserve fund will be available on day one.
Yeah, and for people, just a little bit of a history lesson really quick, and then I definitely want to hear what you guys have to say about all that, but in 1988, that was when they, quote-unquote, turned off the clock between the new potential White Sox stadium and what the state was doing, and the hotel-motel taxes created the new Sox stadium. The Bears used it as well in terms of the renovation that they did at Soldier Field. So that's what she's talking about right there. But I am curious as to hear what you guys think about that. I mean, no new taxes doesn't mean the public doesn't get hit. I should make that very clear to people.
No, right, no new buckets. They just want what's in this bucket that could then be used elsewhere. And the fact that they're saying that it's 100 years old, it's 20 years old. We're still paying for the previous rebuild.
Karen Murphy, you were one of the people involved in renovation.
This is such a con. This is an absolute con.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The refinancing portion, too, and creating a liquid fund is... That's just not what's happening here. That's the anybody who's refinanced a house understands what that really means. Uh-huh. This is not a foreign concept.
No, you're making it someone else's problem later is all you're doing.
Interest rates are high. Interest rates are not exactly low right now. That's the other concern about this. Right. That money is exponentially more expensive.
This is just a dog and pony show, pep rally con job.
Well, Dan, that's the word. Like I said, it has played out like that. I mean, I will say this from their perspective, from their public relations, and it looks like the event actually is just wrapping up. The music is coming back on. They were pumping in this music. I mean, I got here about 11 o'clock, about an hour before this thing started, and they had music pumping in. You know, you've got aldermen all over the place, just lots of Bears employees, and that's what the crowd is made up, except for obviously the reporters. Let me play another thing for. I'm sure that you guys know, and if people don't know, I don't have the tweet in front of me, but J.B. Pritzker, our governor, again expressing concern over this project and really a very pessimistic edge to it as well. And Brandon Johnson, our mayor, who is taking, you know, from what I could see, being a little bit away from it right now, was taking the bulk of the questions over there. One of the things was the Pritzker thing, and then he was challenged directly on what we are talking about. Never mind, they all puffed their chest about the no new taxes thing. Everybody that spoke did that. But here's Brandon Johnson, our mayor, being asked specifically about how the taxpayers might get hit.
Governor Pritzker, Senator Don Harmon have somewhat already poured cold water on this plan today. You obviously support it. It's going to require billions of dollars in public subsidies. Why should taxpayers pay any dollars towards this? And, you know, what is your conversation going to be like with Governor Pritzker and state leaders?
Well, I appreciate the feedback that is coming from our partners at the state level, you know, and what I've said from the very beginning is that an investment like this requires real skin in the game from ownership, which they've done that, a commitment to public use, which they've done that, as well as, you know, an overall commitment to, you know, building a better, stronger, safer Chicago. This is about investing in the thousands of jobs that will manifest as a result of this investment. You know, we're talking, you know, conservatively, 24,000 jobs in the immediate, 43,000 jobs for the entire region, $2.5 billion of income into working families.
Please.
Providing us with the opportunity to continue to invest in housing and education, mental health services, growing our parks. The fact that we have a very sizable footprint now of 14 more acres of just athletic fields. I mean, this is a real opportunity to create real revenue by doing what works, which is putting people to work. Thank you.
And there is the mayor, Brandon Johnson, right there, who really didn't answer the question.
Goes against what he ran on. Hold him to what he said as a candidate. Like, I'd be asking, why did you say one thing and now you're doing another? Why did you solicit support and votes based on a certain stance toward these things, and now you're doing the opposite? How can you justify that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, some of this is just, you know, with Brandon Johnson, the legacy, he's trying to build legacy. That's what he's trying to do. Kevin Warren probably trying to do the same thing as well. But unfortunately, I think there's a little bit of seduction that goes on with all of this when you see the renderings and they put out the plans and you see the slideshow, and for better or for worse, you know, well, Brandon Johnson has always been in. I mean, he had a little bit, there's one other time too during this, and like I said, very long, and we'll have all the audio back at the score in the shop, but he kind of did, Dan, he did a little I told you so thing where he was like kind of dancing around up there saying like, hey, I'm one of the only people that said that this was still possible. And, you know, paraphrasing, he was kind of like, yeah, everybody was sort of laughing at me, but now here we are putting this proposal up there. And I think for people listening, it's important to point out this is still a long way from being approved. For people too looking at a timeline, I think it was probably embedded in there too. We're looking at, they said, about a 5-year building project. And a lot of this too, guys, is infrastructure. I mean, what you heard from Karen Murphy was just her talking about the actual stadium, but then we talked...
And her lying about the numbers, too. Those numbers that she's giving, for someone to come in as cheaply as that, they would have to cut away much of what you see in all of those beautiful, fancy renderings that get people so excited and drooling over the possibilities. That's not how things work here. Things come in massively over budget, and it's always on the taxpayer to make up those shortfalls. And the fact that they could somehow say that wouldn't happen again is crazy.
Right. I mean, they have to go... Even one of the things that Kevin Warren slipped in at during the Q&A, right before I sort of broke away to talk to you guys, was that there will be more conversations with the state. And that's where the taxes start to come in, and that's where the little secret of things occur. And that's like, oh, actually, we are getting popped for it. None of this has happened yet, but there are a ton of concerns, and I can see why people will be a little bit worried.
I'm concerned about parking. I am concerned when they say, oh, just infrastructure. I am concerned about public transportation that they would need to help have access. There's already limited parking at Soldier Field. This capacity would be larger because they need it to be, because they want to host events there. Where is all of that going? Additionally, did anybody ask about Arlington Heights, where they spent $200 million?
Yes. I don't know. While I was over there, guys, nobody had asked about it. But, yeah, I was very curious myself. So I don't know. That might have come up. And, like I said, all that audio will be back at the station. So I don't know.
Yes, if Arlington Heights Jason was asked Leisure, about it. Yeah. Jason Leisure said... Kevin Warren asked if Arlington Heights is off the table, and answers sort of that the organization's focus is on the lakefront site. Important to note, Warren did not outright say they are done with Arlington.
Sort of, and it's not for sale.
Yeah. Groach, you did a great job covering this, man. Thank you so much for your hard work on this. I know there's a lot of tape to sift through, and you did a wonderful job of painting the picture.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.